What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is the first time...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about, why are narcissists so vain? Why do so many narcissistic people care about how they look, care about how they present themselves to the world, need the biggest, best things in the world? Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, if you haven't already, check out my self-love journal on Amazon, Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal. It's available on Amazon. Link is in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. Thank you so much for tuning in. But yeah, why are narcissistic people so vain? Why do so many narcissists care about how we look, how we, you know, how we present ourselves to the world and things like that? This is my perspective, y'all, of course, and I don't speak for all narcissists, because I do get a lot of narcissistic people that come to my page and come to my platform and are like, Lee, you don't talk for a narcissist. Okay. I don't speak for all narcissists, y'all, but like, listen, my perspective. So I think a lot of narcissistic people care about how we look and how we present ourselves to the world because we are masking who we really are. We are masking how super insecure and how fragile our egos are. You know, we put so much focus on the external and how we present ourselves because the internal is in so much turmoil, so much stress, so much drama is going on inside of our minds that we present ourselves in this way right here, that we have to have the nicest clothes, the nice, how we look. You know, a lot of narcissistic people get super into working out and presenting their physical appearance, like their body wise, in the best shape possible to make themselves feel better about themselves. It's an ego stroke. If I look better, I'm an ego stroke. So of course, genetics play a role in it. You can be taller than somebody, shorter than somebody, bigger than somebody, stronger than somebody, whatever the dynamic is. But a lot of times, narcissistic people like to make up for our internal shortcomings by gathering things and presenting ourselves well externally. It's kind of a good way to mask our egos and like cover up who we really are. Because if I have a nice external, you are more willing to, a lot of people are more willing to overlook flaws, character flaws, financial flaws, cheating flaws, any of those flaws right there, domestic violence flaws. So many people are willing to overlook things like that because of external things like finances, things like that. And sometimes, of course, you're scared and sometimes you don't understand. I'm not trying to justify any type of abuse. Y'all know I'm not trying to do that. I'm just saying so many people are just like, why you stay after that? They'll say something like, oh, it's so hot, or they're so beautiful, or they're so cute, their body is so nice, or their sex was so good. It's always some type of physical thing. Always some type of external, something you can actually touch. It's very rarely we have a deep emotional connection where we both fulfill each other. Why you stay in a toxic relationship? The deep emotional connection that we have is so fulfilling. You know, people rarely ever say that. They say, oh, they used to treat me good. Hopefully I can get back to it. You know what I mean? They just physically attractive. You see his eyes? He got pretty eyes, Gary. So I can't leave that. Somebody else will scoop them eyes up. Or they be clapping the cheeks like no other. Like they clap the cheeks to the sound of like, you know, the Lion King theme song, you know, something like that. But that's the dynamic. And that's the mindset of a lot of people. Like we want to cover up our internal faults, our internal flaws. It's kind of like we paint over our, I have a good representation of it right here. It's kind of like we paint over our red flags with green. You know what I mean? It's kind of like we cover up our red flags with flashy things, with good physical appearances and the nicest clothes, the nicest things and whatnot, y'all. That's why a lot of times, y'all, you see this happen. I'm not saying every celebrity is a narcissist or every person that has money or wealth is a narcissistic person, but you see this a lot in the more I tell people, the higher you ascend, the more likely you are to run into a narcissist. That's just my personal thought. There's no statistics to back that up. Those are just my personal thoughts. I just feel like the higher you ascend, the more likely you are to run into a toxic narcissistic person, because they try to achieve more. Like, we try to achieve more to cover up our internal faults. Like, it happens so much when you're dealing with narcissistic people. We try to go.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Out there and get the best education. And y'all, this, I know I have to say this right here, because so many people will take that, what I just said, and I'm not a narcissist, Lee. I went to Harvard. I'm not a narcissist. Yeah, I'm not saying because you are wealthy or because you have a good education or because you care about your upkeep, that doesn't make you a narcissist. I'm just saying the intent behind it is what matters. Are you a super insecure person? The intent behind that matters. Like, you have to put it like, a lot of narcissistic people, we care about how we look and how we present ourselves, because that's how we get supply. If we have nothing else to offer than how we look or our bodies, then of course we're going to work on that because we have nothing else to offer you. You see what I'm saying? If I'm broke as hell, I'm ugly, I'm going to work out. You see what I'm saying? My body can at least look nice, and that might attract you. I took my shirt off and I'm popping everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Chest popping, ass popping, whatever's popping. You know what I mean? I need to. That's how you get supply. A lot of narcissistic people care about their upkeep because they, you know, how they look, and so vain, because that's how they get supply. That's how they get people. That's how you bait people in. You want to catch the right fish, the right supply. You have to have the right type of bait. You know what I mean? That's why so many people get into these dynamics where you have financially, and I know this is not the only dynamic it happens in, y'all. This is just me giving an example. You have a super financially successful woman, like CEO of a Fortune 500 company, and she's dating some bum ass dude because he's cute or he's funny or something like that. He has good external experience. Like, he lied to me. I thought he was successful. He's ended up being a bum. You see what I'm saying? They rope you in with physical attraction, like, they just hot. I know I can deal with the rest of them. They're just hot. They're beautiful. And men do the same type of stuff. You know, male presenting people do the same type of stuff. Oh, she bad, man. She got a nice set of cheeks on. I can't let her go, man. Somebody else is gonna clap them things like a drum set. I can't do that. So the physical attraction of some narcissistic people, and narcissistic women are more likely to use their physical attraction against you. They weaponize their beauty and sexuality to rope you in. That's how they bait you. They bait you with the booty. Booty bait. I know it sounds childish, y'all. Like, Lee, you're so childish. I used to like you, Lee, but you got childish. Okay, y'all. I've been talking like this since video number one. This is episode, 780? I've been talking like this for hundreds of episodes, for a few years now. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm just like, they booty bait. That's how they bait you in. They use their sexuality and their external presentation and their nice clothes and nice purses and nice houses and nice cars and fancy faces and beautiful, beautiful porcelain veneers or something like that to rope you in, because they are masking who we really are. We worry so much about the external because we don't think you'll like us if you see who we really are on the inside. You know what I mean? It's like a golden apple with a rotten core. The apple is not even really gold though. It's like gold plated with spray paint. And the apple is rotten. It's got a worm crawling inside and outside, like a bookworm. You see what I'm saying? That happens so much though, y'all. And that's why I tell people, like, this is what you're dealing with. This is a lot of times you will encounter this dynamic in this space. So you have to prepare for it accordingly. You have to prep accordingly for it. You know what I mean? It's the mindset type of thing, y'all. So I'm just like, narcissistic people care about how we look because we're trying to mask something. And some of, these are not the only reasons. Some people just care about how they look because they like to look nice, y'all. I understand the dynamic. That's why I tell people, the intentions behind the actions are what really matters. You know what I mean? The intention behind the actions are what really matters. And just because you want to look good, feel good, smell good, whatever, doesn't, you want the nicest thing, it doesn't make you a narcissist. I have conveyed it to you all. But anyways, y'all, let me cut this episode short. I'm extremely grateful for every single one of y'all. The Self-Love Journal is still available. The Self-Love Course is coming soon. My Self-Love brand, which I don't have on right now, is coming. More to come, y'all. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe if you haven't, because the more subscribers we have, the more it pushes the algorithm out to help other people, y'all. Like, your subscription to the channel, not even to the channel memberships. I have channel memberships as well, but your subscription to the channel could help somebody else see this. It could help somebody else escape a toxic, abusive relationship. You see what I'm saying? Just hit the subscribe button. It's free. Thank you for everything, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The Self-Love brand is available. I Love Me. The Self-Love Journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.